Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to bring in my pal John Carney, Breitbart News economics and finance editor and Breitbart Business Digest co-author. John, thank you. Appreciate it very much. I can't have a radio show without checking in with you.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
So this is a very interesting story you got here. Next week, the CPI is going to probably print its first negative month to month. I think you're right. I think largely because gasoline prices. The year to year is going to stick around 8, but you're right. But what's really even more interesting is the point you all are making that lower oil and gas prices will not bring down food prices. And I would just add to that, you know, John, when I look at the Cleveland Fed inflation trackers, I don't know if you look at that, but it's a very interesting thing they've got going. They look at the median CPI, you know, which is the exact middle of the index, and that's gone from 2% to 6.5% over the past 12 months. And then they have another one, John Carney, the so-called 16% trimmed mean, which means they knock out the 8% highest prices and knock out the 8% lowest prices. In other words, they take out the outliers. That thing's gone from 2% a year ago, July 21, to 7% by July 22. And, you know, this is while these energy prices have eased down. And the point is that inflation has spread. It's become more widespread. It's not just about oil. So let's talk about this, and let's talk about why the lower oil and gas prices won't impact lower food prices.
Sure. I'll start with the lower oil and gas prices, because they're the things that have brought down. They're why we got a zero print for the July number. Why, when we get a negative print for the August number, which is most likely going to happen when that gets released next week, that's being brought down by the price of gasoline. Gasoline is very much its own thing. It's controlled by both, you know, the production we do here in the United States, which has been relatively low, frankly, ever since the Biden administration took over, and what OPEC does, and also what Russia does. Obviously, Russia is no longer controlling the price of what we're doing over here, because we have sanctions against Russian oil coming to the U.S. But so gasoline prices are its own thing, and they don't affect the prices of other things as much as people think they do. A lot of people say, well, you know, you got to ship stuff, particularly food. They talk about shipping food. So maybe that influences the price of gasoline, of the price, maybe gasoline influences the price of food that way. That actually doesn't hold up in any real studies there have been about the way prices work. Mm. In fact, what controls the prices actually tend to work the other way. It's not how much you spend to make something that controls what the price will be. It's how much you can sell it for. It's supply and demand. Mm-hmm. So, and it actually works the other way. What you're willing to spend to make something depends on what you'll get when you can sell it. You could build a bicycle out of solid gold, Larry, but the thing would be so heavy nobody could ride it. And so unless somebody was buying it as a piece of art, it doesn't matter that it costs you $1 million to build the golden bicycle. You'll never sell it to a bike rider for $1 million. So that's my greatest example I use to tell people it's not the cost of making something that controls the price. It's the price that actually backwards controls the cost of making stuff. So that's why gasoline doesn't push up the price of food very much when it goes up, and it's not going to bring down the price of food, even though gasoline has been falling now for 90 days in a row.
Yeah, you know, it's the old Wall Street saw, an asset is worth is only worth what somebody's going to pay for it.
That's right.
And that's what you're saying. So it's a good point. I mean, I think input costs do matter, but you're
right. Over the long term, yes.
Somebody's got to pay for it. You're exactly right. So food price is a big problem. And even as we've seen this, I mean, empirically, you are correct because the CPI has eased down slightly the last couple months because of cheaper gas. The monthly numbers have been much lower, but not for food. So groceries, I mean, that's a big issue. I'm looking at my economic charts here. Hold on. I'm going to come up with the number because what attracted me to your article is that you're dead on correct. Now, let me get my CPI out. Come on, Larry, get your CPI out for the month of July. Here we go. Okay, so all items were flat, principally because of a 5% drop in energy prices. But, John Carney, food in July was up 1.1%. So that's like 14% at an annual rate. And the last 3 months, food is up 13.9% at an annual rate. And the last 12 months, up 10.9%. So you're quite right. I mean, the data show that regardless of the easing down in energy, food prices, if anything, are speeding up.
That's right. We saw food prices have been May, June, July. Food prices went up 1% month after month.
Yep.
Now that's 1%. When you say that to people, they don't think that it's that much. But again, when you get 1%, and if you had 1% once in a year, that wouldn't be that bad. But when you get 1% month after month, as you were saying, it ends up stacking up. So this is a very high annual rate compared with a year ago. We're up close to 11%. That's a huge jump in people's groceries, and grocery bills are some of the most salient bills. They actually control how people think about the economy and how they think about inflation and how inflation expectations develop a lot more than most other prices. The price of a new car matters a lot to people, don't get me wrong, but you don't buy a new car every week.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the grocery store every week. And so people, and the prices are also super transparent. You walk down the aisle and you see, even for stuff you're not buying, you see the prices of it. That's a lot different than stuff like furniture. You know, a lot of the other stuff that makes up CPI either doesn't have that transparency of price or that frequency of purchasing. And so food matters a lot. That's why you named a bunch of very good, what I'll call measures of underlying inflation. Median inflation, very good. The trimmed mean inflation, I think, is very good. My favorite right now is something I call food core inflation, which is core CPI, which the way the Fed looks at it, takes out automatically all fuel prices, and then it takes out all food prices. What I do when I think about food core is I add food back in. They used to take out food because food prices were very volatile, just like gasoline back in the 70s when they came up with the concept of core inflation. Food prices are no longer volatile. What we're seeing now is a trend that goes up, but it doesn't bounce up and down a lot. So bringing food back in, and there's a lot of reasons I can explain why food isn't as volatile as it used to be. Part of it is globalization. We buy food from all over the place. Another part is nationalization. Food gets shipped all over the country because we have better refrigeration. So food needs to be added back into core. And when you look at it that way, inflation has not come down. And in fact, has been accelerating. It accelerated definitely from June to July. And I worry that it may be up a lot. And this is, again, I think it reveals the direction inflation is going. And I think the Fed will pay a lot of attention to this. They know that core is a little deceptive. Headline is a little deceptive. It's these measures like median CPI that tell you where the inflationary pressures are in the economy.
You know, John Carney, who agrees with you, the great Art Laffer. He said this to me.
That is fantastic to know.
No, I know, because he's such an influential, brilliant guy. Art says, virtually the same thing. Art says, watch food prices as a leading indicator of overall inflation. Isn't that fascinating?
That is terrific. One of the things, and I may have actually heard this originally from Art Laffer, but that I like to point out in the Breitbart Business Digest newsletter is that I really like to tell people that when you lower the price of one good, like gasoline, in an inflationary environment, it doesn't take out inflationary pressure. In fact, a lot of times what you see is the inflationary pressure spreads to other things.
That's right.
So you need to lower the inflationary atmosphere altogether. If you just squeeze it in one part, it pops up somewhere else. And so I actually think we're going to see more inflation in other consumer goods, particularly food, because the price of gasoline went down. It leaves more money in people's pockets. They spend more of it through the economy.
Yeah, terrific stuff. By the way, John Carney, the whole Breitbart News, Business Digest and Economics and Finance, you guys are doing a great job, you and Alex Marlowe and whoever else is in there.
Thank you very much. No. Everybody can go and subscribe. It's free. Go to the website, click on the upper right corner, newsletters, and they can subscribe, get it in their email box every day.
Yeah, it's a must read for me, and we appreciate your helping on radio and the TV. We'll get you back on the TV this week. You're doing a great job. All right, buddy. Thank you, John Carney. Folks, I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to take a quick break. Other side of the break, former Chief Energy Department Scientist Paul Dabbar is going to tell us why we're helping China with our insane climate policies. I'm Larry Kudlow. Quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.